Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday, midpoint of the week, inching toward Super Bowl Sunday. Very, very, very excited about that. Colin Dunlap alongside Doran Dickerson. Chris Mack is here, as is Adam Crowley. So much happening on your Wednesday. Check us out on video. People love that. 937thefan.com at the top. Live link be piped right into here via video feed. Again, people love that. They also love the Odyssey app. You can go back 72 hours, check out anything that we did back on this show, the shows before. Again, all the way back to 72 hours and smart speakers. Man, use my smart speaker again yesterday. It's very simple. You just say, Alexa, play 93.7 The Fan or whatever smart speaker device that you may have. With that, I say happy Wednesday. We're getting through. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning. Happy hump day.
Morning.
Yeah,
how's
we're
everyone?
There. Great, great, great. Adam, you good?
Hump day.
I see that all over the newspaper sites, or they're not even newspaper sites anymore, really. They're just news dissemination sites that don't really have a newspaper. But anyway, all over those, everybody is, here's your Super Bowl plans. What are you doing with Super Bowl? What's going on with your Super Bowl? What are you going to do on Sunday? All of that kind of stuff. And one of the big things, and we've rolled into Super Bowl recipes, because I think that last week was a bit early. Now it's in front of your mind, and you could go out and buy your ingredients and get whatever. So they really started to ramp up like Monday, Tuesday, and now today, so that you go out and get it. And one thing, and it's not just for the Super Bowl. It's a good conversation in totality. One story that I saw in the lifestyle section of the Trib was, and it's a Wire story that's brought down, switching up salsas for the Super Bowl by adding fruit. That is the biggest non-starter for me ever. And the biggest just flat out hard no. I know that there are some people that like that. The fruit salsas. I don't know why that ever became a thing.
Like the mango salsa you're talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, no. We got to go traditional.
I'll tell you what I like is it's called from Trader Joe's. I'll give them the pub here. Cowboy caviar.
Yes, I've seen that.
Oh, it's very good. It's a corn-based salsa.
Oh, yeah.
It's sweeter. It's delicious. A little bit of a kick. That's as far as I'm willing to go
but
down.
But you're not going
Sweet
like
Mountain.
Pineapple mint jalapeno salsa or tropical fruit salsa or whatever. Spicy pear salsa is a big thing now. A lot of people like pear in their salsa. That's become a big thing over the past couple of years.
This is my old standby of I can like two different things. It doesn't mean I got to try and smash them together and make something out of them. And mango and pineapple, I like mango and pineapple. I don't like them in my salsa.
Apart from pie, I do not like fruit as part of my dessert. Like chocolate-covered strawberries, anything like that. I like to keep my fruit separate from my dessert. Fruit is what I eat when I want to be healthy. Dessert is what I want to eat all the time.
Yeah, and I don't know why when that became a thing. I don't need jicama or whatever in my salsa. I don't. And I don't know when that started to come in. Like regular salsa, if you go to the store, right, and you go to any decent-sized grocery store, the array of salsas that you find yourself into is vast of regular salsas. Mild, medium, hot, chunky, non-chunky.
Pico.
Pico, ones with corn. I actually like taco sauce just as good as salsa a lot of times. I find it very good. It's very thin, but I like that. You can do different things with the salsa. Do you want a lot of jalapenos in it? Do you want not? The fact that you need to stray and get into something like that, it's just a no. Why do we need that?
It's doing too much. It's trying too hard. Just get yourself a jar of Chi-Chi's or whatever, Ortega, whatever brand salsa. Throw it in a big old bowl in the middle of the chips and call it a Super Bowl party.
I don't mind making like a pico, right? You cut up, you dice the tomato. When it's fresh, there's something that slaps about that. I'll go guacamole. My wife will probably wind up making guacamole. I'm a big guac fan.
Uh-huh.
But we got to stay in our lane here, folks. Tried and true. Stick with what works. We talked about it the other day. What new is going to be brought to a Super Bowl party as the years move on? We don't need anything
better than salsa. The one thing, the one dip that is better than salsa in that realm, though, is Rotel. It is. You had Rotel? You like
yeah, the
that?
Melty cheese, right?
You get a big thing. It's only three ingredients. It's a huge thing of Velveeta. You get Rotel, which is just diced tomatoes and green chilies, and then sausage.
Hmm.
That is good. A tube of sausage. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
And it's just three ingredients. You put it in, you bake it, you put it in the microwave, whatever, and that's your thing. That beats salsa, I think.
Sure.
That's really good. Not great for you, but super good.
Yeah.
See, I don't like tomatoes, so I'm a weird salsa eater. Like, if you guys are ever around me, I just, like, dip my chip in the, like, if it's a scoop, I won't use a scoop. I'll just use a regular tortilla.
You just
chip.
Like the liquid?
I just like the liquid. I don't like the
try
chunks.
Try taco sauce.
Yeah, no, I like taco sauce a lot, but I don't like the chunks of tomato, so I just dip it in the liquid, and then that's how I eat.
That's how
do
I
do
it.
Do you
like
black bean dip?
Oh, yeah. I'm a dip connoisseur, but I will say this, and this might be my hot take of Super Bowl week. Are you guys ready for it?
Sure.
All right, everyone, take a deep breath here. You're all sitting down. Scoops suck.
Tell me why.
Anti-scoop. I don't like the way when I bite it, I hit the crunchy sides.
It's too jaggy,
yeah,
pointing
they get,
up.
They
yes.
get the roof of my mouth before I get to the bottom. I can get just as much on a regular chip.
I'm
IMO.
With you. Sometimes when you bite the scoops, it tastes like those things, or it has the shape of those things that they put in your mouth to get x-rays at the dentist.
Great call.
No, you know what I'm talking about? 100%. Those bite wings or whatever.
The trays. That they
yeah.
Yes.
That is such a good call.
It hits you like that in those same spots.
You can catch it between your teeth, too, if you go in wrong.
Here's my issue with this spicy hot take from you. If I've got a heartier dip, we've talked a lot about buffalo chicken dip, rightfully so, the last week or so. I want something that I feel is sturdy and can stand up to that buffalo chicken dip or thick dip. And scoops typically handle that better than your flat tortilla chips.
100% agree.
See, I think that if you get a restaurant-style chip, right, that has that curvature, that I can get in there, and if I get it deep enough, it can withstand that dip, and it can lay upon the top, and I can get more, and I think it'll still hold up to the scoop.
I've turned to blue chips and lime chips.
Yes.
Lime chips.
Lime chips are very, very good.
I could just sit and lick a lime chip.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Really
put
good.
It back in the thing. No, I'm kidding there. But I do the lime chips. The blue chips are good. Corn chips, okay. I don't like circular chips. It's got to be a pointy triangular chip.
Yeah. I can't get in there deep enough with the circular chip either. I mean,
right.
It's just physics. Like, if I'm using a shovel, it's going to have a little point at the end so I can get in the ground.
The only time the circular chip really is helpful is when you're stuck at a ball game or an event and you've got the little corner trays of the salsa and the cheese and you got to dip down in there. But that's it. There's no other reason for circular tortilla
chips. Yeah, that's
chips.
Not made for a dip. That's made for dipping in a salsa or, like you said, the cheese.
My daughter will take hard taco shells and just crack them up her own chips like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she'll take the package of hard talk that comes in, like, the meal kit and use those as her chips.
Mm-hmm.
She likes those. My son likes the scoops. Then there are ones that are, like, shaped like a surfboard. Have you seen those?
No.
You know, like that. Like a surfboard.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but they sell those. I believe they're Trader Joe's brand.
Do you guys like, let's say you're at a ball game or even at the Super Bowl, creating it on your own plate? When you can get a chip, this is to me the perfect chip. It gets soggy on one end with like the nacho cheese, and then it's hard at the other.
See, I don't like that.
Oh,
that's
I love
my wife's
a soggy
favorite thing.
Nacho.
She'll grab six nachos, shove them in the cheese, let them sit there for 20 minutes. No. If I wanted soggy chips, I'd ask for soggy chips.
I don't like the yellow chips anymore though, as much really. I like the white corn chips.
The white ones, yes.
Yes, and the blue. The Trader Joe's blue is good. One thing about Trader Joe's I got a problem with, though. Their bags aren't great quality. None of the stuff that they... I love Trader Joe's. The bags that you take out to your car and the bags that they put their products in, Like, you go to open the bag, and you go to open it like you normally do a chip bag, where you find the seam, you open it. You pull ever so slightly, like, I'm careful here, I know this. The whole thing rips down the side.
Yeah.
And you end up having to put it in a like a freezer bag or something.
Or rolling it up and putting that clip on instead of having to just roll it up.
They definitely save money in packaging.
Yes, I think you're spot on with that. What my wife does to counter it, if we eat, let's say we eat half our chips, she'll take scissors and she'll cut the bottom of the bag so that she doesn't have to reach her hand in through all the salt and mess. What do you guys think of that move?
Well,
That's a big move.
She cuts the top of the bag.
The top.
Yeah, not the bottom.
Right. She'll cut the bag in half.
Yes.
And so all you've got remaining is the bottom of the bag, which before I married her, I had no idea this was a thing.
And then like a chip clip, right?
Yeah, then you throw the chip clip on there.
That's a good move. I like that. I like that.
You know what I had the other day? Not to get like dragged, kicking and screaming down a Trader Joe's aisle. But
no, let's go.
They have the russet potato chips.
Yes.
The dark brown chips.
Mm-hmm. You like those?
They taste like French fries. I dip them in ketchup. It's unbelievable.
I could eat. And these are like eating air. There's really not a whole lot of taste to them. I could eat 10 bags of veggie straws.
Those are good, too.
Oh, those things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yellow ones. Especially at the beach.
Oh, you ever
pack up a big baggie of veggie straws for the kids at the beach. You just sit there and hammer them while you're having a day beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yellow ones, green ones, all of that.
Yeah.
Ranch ones. I just like the regular ones are fine. I don't even need the ranch ones. I'm good.
You know what's a good dip?
What's this?
Hell of a good French onion.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the standard.
The old school. That's just
I would eat an entire tub of that when I was a kid. A whole bag of Lay's and a tub of that. I'm going to die young.
Rochelle got some jalapeno dip. Oh, what is it called? Spinach jalapeno dip.
Good?
Oh,
is it like a chip dip or what?
Yeah, it's like a chip dip.
From Trader Joe's?
Also from Trader Joe's.
I have it
in
my fridge right now.
It's so good. It's so addicting. Like, you can't stop eating it. You can, pita chips with it. Obviously tortilla chips. It is so, so good.
You ever go to a place and you get the buffalo chicken dip, but with the warm tortilla chips?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
pretty good.
We're on the next level now.
Yeah, next level stuff.
Warm. Mm.
If you had to pick one chip for the rest of your life, what would it be? Mine would be Doritos. I love Doritos. I eat Doritos every day.
Cool really? Ranch?
The red ones or the blue ones?
The red ones. Every once in a while, I'll mix in the blue ones, but the red ones, the old school. Usually the old school, but I do switch back and forth with the spicy nacho. I just think that they're the most fantastic chip ever.
They are delicious.
Your standard salty Lay's in the yellow bag.
Yeah, the old school Lay's.
Tried and true.
Yep.
I'd go with the sour cream and onion.
Chip?
Mm-hmm. I love a good sour cream and onion chip. I also like salt and vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Slaps.
It's good.
But I'll tell you what. The Snyder's barbecue.
Good.
In the hell of a good dip. Unbelievable.
You know what this is out there, but the ones I like Cape Cod chips.
Oh my gosh, a crunch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my speed.
They're kettle cooked, right?
Yeah, they have kinda, to be, right?
I don't know what they are, but they come in that white bag. You first got turned on to them when you were little, you were like, this is changing the chip game. This is something different than the chip. And I like those.
I think I got those the first time like in my Halloween bag.
Yeah.
Like there was like a little white bag. I'm like, what are these? And I'm like, oh my God, these are unbelievable. The crunch that they have.
Jalapeno flavored ones of those.
Jalapeno chips, potato chips are top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier. Jalapeno potato chips.
I like how all the different flavors are associated with a color, no matter what brand it is. Like sour cream and onion is always green.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue is always a reddish kind of thing. You know, you get into, what one did you just say? Jalapeno? Light green.
Yes.
Yeah, on the bag.
Yes.
The Dorito, the nacho kind of thing, a burgundy, reddish, you know, dark red, kind of. All those, the ones, no matter what brand it is this, any sour cream and onion chip you'll find is packaged in green. Why is that?
It's hard to say, but I will say this. I will mix and match different companies, like Lay's, the standard potato chip, much better to me than the Snyder's standard potato chip. But I think Snyder's barbecue chips significantly better than Lay's.
That's fair.
So there's two Snyder's, right? Snyder of Hanover and Snyder of Berlin.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are they the same guy?
It's hard, again, to say. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go. Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock, Wednesdays with Whaley at 9 o'clock. So much to get into. Some Steeler talk, some Penguin talk, some Super Bowl talk. A lot of talk to you on the midweek morning mouth off. We get moving today. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. That's today. Hear about Starkey's card of the week, baseball card, Castle and Cranberry. Details on our website.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.